Herr Beethoven had kindly composed a number of piano sonatas. These appealed as they were both well regarded and would require Mary to concentrate on her playing rather than attempt to sing as well. Her talents did not permit excellence doing two things at once. Or perhaps the piano sonata number 16 in C major by Mozart. It was described as for beginners. Despite this, upon reading the notes, Lizzie concluded it would not be a simple work to perform and should hardly be described as for beginners. Lizzie attempted to hum Mozart's piano sonata number 13 in B flat, but found the rapid changes challenging. Then she happened upon The Holly and the Ivy, a ballad broadside printed by Henry Wadsworth. This was a familiar and charming ballad. Lizzie imagined playing the piano part, tapping the rhythm with her fingers, then singing the words caught up in the music. The holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown, of all the trees that are in the wood, the holly bears the crown. True to his word, Mr. Darcy appeared at Gracechurch Street the following day, accompanied by Miss Darcy. She was tall and on a larger scale than Elizabeth. Her figure was formed and her appearance womanly and graceful. She was less handsome than her brother, but there was sense and good humour in her face, and her manners were perfectly unassuming and gentle. Elizabeth had heard from the discredited Wickham that Miss Darcy was a proud girl and above her company. 10 minutes in, her company not only refuted that claim, but instructed Elizabeth that, like her brother, Georgiana Darcy was reserved and perhaps even shy. She struggled to meet eyes with her hostess. She frequently looked at her brother for approval. As much as her physical appearance spoke of maturity, her manner spoke of deep insecurity. Both Elizabeth and her aunt did their best to put Miss Darcy at ease. After being served a cup of tea and shortbread biscuits, Miss Darcy appeared to relax her rigid posture. When Elizabeth raised the subject of music, Miss Darcy let go of her restraint and spoke with rising enthusiasm. Their conversation led to a trip down the hall to the music room. Miss Darcy admired the new pianoforte Mr. Gardner had secured to provide the opportunity for instruction to his growing daughters. Elizabeth had christened the instrument and invited Miss Darcy to give it a good workout to ensure it would be in top shape for the little girl's lessons. Even in the company of just Elizabeth, Miss Darcy was diffident. Elizabeth encouraged the younger girl. She insisted that her performance would be, without a doubt, the best musical gift the household had received. Miss Darcy finally capitulated, with the promise of another plate of shortbread upon finishing. Miss Darcy did not need music sheets to produce a remarkable performance of a Mozart sonata. This, she whispered, was her favourite piece, one she played with great regularity, and thus one she had committed to memory. Elizabeth's applause was joined by that of Mrs. Gardner and Mr. Darcy, who had come to the door to listen. Miss Darcy blushed at the fulsome praise of her playing. Elizabeth assured her it was no less than she deserved. "Do you wish to claim your reward now? Or perhaps you would like to play another piece?" Miss Darcy looked at the music sheets scattered atop the instrument. "Might you sing?" she asked Elizabeth. Elizabeth looked at the sheet Miss Darcy held. It was the carol she had selected at Hatchard's, which she had attempted that morning. With some trepidation, she consented to sing a verse if Miss Darcy played. With no rehearsal, the pair began performing the piece. Miss Darcy required not a moment's preparation to play the musical accompaniment flawlessly. Elizabeth knew the song from years of Christmas caroling. She sang along, admiring the stirring interpretation of the chords Miss Darcy provided. Their audience was no less enthusiastic at the conclusion of that piece. Mrs. Gardner confessed that the children had sneaked down the stairs when their lessons were interrupted by such beautiful music, and the four little ones stood just behind her, their faces wreathed with enraptured smiles at the performance. Mr. Darcy gazed at his sister and Miss Elizabeth with an expression of great tenderness. A soft smile played on his lips, and his eyes glowed with warmth. Elizabeth felt her entire body heat at his affectionate look. He took in both Miss Darcy and Elizabeth, but the quality of his expression differed between them. His brotherly pride was clear, but his sensibilities towards Elizabeth had a very different, but equally ardent, flavour.